Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hosts want for Christmas? Well, they want talk show gold. They want to, like, a wrapped up like a Christmas gift. And folks, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House has wrapped it up just for us talk show hosts. I think special, maybe just as a Christmas miracle of some sort. When we find out that Joe Biden is offended, my friends, that Americans don't think that he's taking border security seriously. That's it. I got to tell you, it's what a Christmas gift, because that is talk show gold, my friends. All right, welcome to the program. It is the Thursday edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, we're heading to Christmas time. And already I'm very, very elated and excited, of course. But once again, welcome to the show this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you have something to talk about, something to opine about. And we have no shortage, by the way, of things to talk about on the program this morning. And also, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. We got a couple of great messages to tell you about as we go through the program this morning. But good morning, especially to Richard, and he's up there in Oregon. And he's Richard the Marine. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 45 degrees and cloudy. Merry Christmas to you and your family. God bless. Semper Fi. Richard, well, right back at you, Richard. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And, well, it's a little bit warmer here in Southern California, and it is raining. We're expecting a lot more rain, I think, to come in throughout the day on Thursday. But thanks again for checking in, for letting us know how things are going up there. And then also, we got a really nice message as well from Joan listening up in Seattle. We're going to tell you about that here in just a little bit. But first, of course, we have so many things to tell you about. And by the way, it's great to get these direct messages. I really appreciate it. And it really, really does make me smile. So thank you once again. And by the way, folks, of course, we will have a little bit of a program note for you as well. A program note in terms of where we are going here on this Christmas holiday and, of course, also the New Year's holiday. And so right now we're going to, of course, be in studio for the Friday show. That's Friday morning. And then we'll be out of the studio for the weekend edition. And, of course, Christmas Day is Monday. But we're going to be coming back live on Wednesday, December 27th. So we're going to have some encore performances. Our friends at AM860, listening on AM860, I think they have some special Christmas time programming going on there as well. And so we'll be out of the studio until Wednesday, the 27th. And then basically the same pattern for the New Year's break. And we hope that you have some great plans for this Christmas time. And we'll have some encore performances, some of our best exchanges and things like that. So we hope that you can still tune in. And you can always send me direct messages, by the way, anytime, day or night, by simply going to KyleWarrenShow.com. But here we go, folks. It's almost here. It's almost upon us, Christmas time. And we really, really hope that you have just a great, great holiday season. So as I mentioned, we did have this direct message from Joan. She's listening up on GCN up in Seattle. She says, hello from foggy Seattle. She says, I appreciated what you said about Christmas music last night. And for those of you who weren't with us, we were just talking about, you know, it's great to hear these songs, you know, once a year, you know, we come in, it just kind of goes wall to wall. She says, even though we only hear these songs once a year, we sure know all the words. She says, for playing some of these favorites. She said she just learned, by the way, that the song Do You Know What I Hear was written as a plea for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Well, it does seem to fit, doesn't it? Really does seem to fit, because right now we're in a very, very strange time. In other words, a time of uncertainty. It's not a one-to-one comparison, but it is a time of great uncertainty, and we don't know what's going to happen, you know, when the next shoe drops. So, yeah, we do definitely want to have peace, no doubt about that. She says, we sure appreciate all the research you do for your program and for the listeners and keeping us updated on the latest breaking happenings. And so, Joan, thank you so much. Again, that is really, really just very touching and again, makes me smile, makes us all smile here at the program, because we got our regular contributors. We also have, of course, everybody working behind the scenes at AM 860 at Salem, right? And then also at GCN. And we just appreciate everybody, because by the time I get on the microphone at showtime, there's so many people who have to have done something and make sure everything's working properly and everything. And so it's just really, really a team effort. And so I really appreciate all the well wishes. All right. President Joe Biden again is offended that people don't believe that he's taking border security seriously. Well, you know what he needs to take seriously? He needs to take the Houthis pretty seriously, because the leader of Yemeni's Houthis warned on Wednesday, this according to Reuters, that they would strike U.S. warships in the Iran-backed, if the Iran-backed militia group was, they're terrorists, by the way, was targeted by Washington, which this week set up a multinational force to counter Houthi attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. All right, so now the Houthis are threatening us. The Houthis, which control vast amounts of territory in Yemen after years of war, have since last month fired drones and missiles at international vessels sailing through the Red Sea. Attacks, it says, are a response, basically, to Israel's, quote, assault on the Gaza Strip, right? So here we go, folks. Like I said, living in times of uncertainty. And, yeah, that song, Do You Hear What I Hear, kind of comes to mind, doesn't it? But you know what? We're going to get through it the same way we always have. That's what America does. That's what Americans do. And that's what these other foes, they just don't understand. They don't get it. But we do. Folks, we're coming right back. 949-822-7959 is the number. We're going to talk to you on the other side.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a foot in the foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Oh, but you
decorations. You know, I'm going to miss the Christmas music when the calendar turns over. But when you hear Elvis, it's just really something, isn't it? So welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. It is the Thursday edition of the show, and we hope that you're doing well this morning. We're up with you bright and early, of course. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving a big rig across the country, if you're traveling, if you're working a shift, if you're working your job this morning, whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here on the program this morning. And yes, Karine Jean-Pierre has said that she took offense at the questions about the border. She said she took offense, or she takes offense, and she says, I think the president does too. When you say, we haven't taken this seriously. Well, I think they do take it pretty seriously. They take it so seriously that they understand fully that what's happening is destabilizing. It's actually creating more problems than we could ever think of. And then, of course, all together now, blame Republicans. Blame Trump, but also just blame Republicans. Republicans have, did you know that Republicans are trying to stymie them at every turn, I guess, as they try to valiantly to secure the border, make sure it's all good, no problems at all. Well, let's head on over to the telephone lines. We'll find out what John in Sarasota might think about the seriousness of which of how Joe Biden takes the border. Good morning, John. Do you think he takes it seriously?
Good morning, Kyle. You know, I know I'm the first guy to call, but I had a real crazy thought about what's going on in the world with the situations. You know, I have never fought battles that have offered no rewards. You do not engage in a battle or a situation if there's no reward at the end of it. It's useless. correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Okay, so with that being said, if you look at, or we look at, what's going on now with Russia, Syria, Israel, the Gaza, the Houthis, China, have you noticed what these people are all fighting for? They're all fighting for land. They have all launched attacks for the reward of taking over land, taking over a position. What is happening here that the United States of America is not fighting to take over land? What is our reward in this? To stop China from taking over Taiwan, which I believe they're going to get involved real soon in, to stop, you know, the Israelis from taking over Gaza, to stop all these countries like Russia taking over Ukraine. Mm-hmm. These people have a purpose, and they're fighting for something, whether it's right or wrong, but there's a reward in it for them. And we're policing all this. And you asked me the original question, do I think Joe Biden takes our borders seriously? Our country is being overrun by illegal immigrants for land.
We are.
This is an embarrassment, my friend. It is an embarrassment. I mean, that's just one man's opinion based on what he sees. Now, can this all be stopped? Look, Donald Trump was a good president. I agree. But he's not the only man in Congress or in the United States that could put an end to it. He was one of the few that, you know, came in and wasn't emasculated and, you know, said what he had to say, did what he had to do.
Right.
And he protected our country as the president should. So what is our reward in this, Kyle? To keep sending our tax dollars so that Russia doesn't take over Ukraine? So that, you know, China doesn't take over Taiwan. So, I mean, I agree, you know, Hamas and Israel, that's a different situation in my humble opinion. But these people have a reason in their minds, mm-hmm. and the reward is land. And are we getting? Go ahead.
Well, the only thing, at least tangible, maybe it's a little bit more intangible, is this idea of stability. You know, that would be the only other thing, because you're right. You're not looking to take over territory, although many immigrants coming across any border is a de facto war of attrition, right? You're just you continue to fill up the other country with people who aren't citizens of that country, and you start changing the dynamic on its own. You know, it just starts to happen. But certainly the idea of stability is important in this. But you also said something else, John, I think that was really important about Trump. And yes, Trump is seen, of course, because he's the central target in all this, right, for the media and for the far left. But Trump has always reminded me of like a metaphorical Charles Lindbergh. You know, Charles Lindbergh showed that you could fly over the Atlantic Ocean, and he did it. Now, most people, and myself included, I can't name the second person who ever flew across the Atlantic Ocean, but it became commonplace after that. And that's why I'm hoping if somebody like Donald Trump, if things become commonplace, to, you know, stand up to the swamp and you know say the kinds of things that Trump does in terms of getting government back to basics.
Agreed. And you know what? Winston Churchill was almost in the same category.
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's right.
Yeah.
So you get these people that come up at certain times of history and they're game changers.
Yeah, I mean, when you look, or I should say, when I look at what's going on with this impeachment hearing, and I see a bunch of emasculated men sitting around crying like little women, and I know the words might sound, you know, tough, but hey, listen, saying, oh, there's no proof in any of this. No. I mean, wow. I don't know, Kyle. I mean, we can't put an end to it. Again, you know, you said about the immigrant situation. Why are they coming here? It's about land. You know, I can't get into China and Taiwan. You know, that's a sticky situation where Taiwan and China was part of this, part of that. Russia and Ukraine were part of, you know, these people coming here were not part of the United States, and they're not coming here legally. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe when we look a little outside the box, the people that might be dictators, might not be nice people, maybe they have a right to get back what was taken from them. I don't really know, but I do know that we don't have any reward in this for us other than spending a lot of money and a lot of time, and just need to see it come to an end. And I'm hoping in 2024 right. It does.
Well, right. Well, and of course, also because there are so many problems here at home that, you know, part and parcel of this is that, you know, while things just kind of go to hell in a handbasket here, we're trying so desperately to help others in the sense of Ukraine, this kind of thing. But I think the president would have a lot more support if he would say, look, we're going to apply the same principle, you know, here to the United States. We're going to make sure our border's secure along with Ukraine. I mean, we're going to be an assistant to them. But you're right. There's something else going on here.
You know what? One more thing real quick.
Sure.
One more thing real quick. You know, okay, whatever happened with this, you know, inquiry about, you know, Joe Biden, what, you know, I bring it up all the time. What about treason? What about treason? Where does treason come into play for a United States president that doesn't protect the United States? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see how this man is allowing this to happen in our country. He is allowing it to happen. And to me, that's treasonous. But maybe I'm wrong, too.
Well, you know, but what you're bringing up, though, is exactly what's going on with this Colorado Supreme Court decision. And the idea that, well, why can't people just simply say Joe Biden is engaging in aiding and abetting enemies of the United States by opening the borders and this kind of thing? So, whammo, he's off the ballot. It's a whole slippery slope thing. But yeah, if somebody tried to make that argument, they'd be laughed out of the realm here. But yeah, it's exactly right. But I'll tell you what, we're going to hit the break here, John. But I appreciate you calling, and it's great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. You have a great day, my friend.
You too. Take care. All right. We're going to head out to the break here real quick, folks. Bottom of the hour break. Got to pay a couple of bills. You'll hear a couple of special messages, of course. And we got a caller holding on the line as well. So, caller, if you will stay there, we're going to come right back. And then we'll talk with you on this wonderful Thursday morning, folks. And we've got a great program. It's going to be chock full, folks. We have so many things to cover. Don't even know where to start. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid monitoring and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. And we are continuing through this Thursday morning edition of the show. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And if you are with us, of course, we hope that you are, during hour number four. That's going to be at 5:30 a.m. this morning, of course. We're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. We talk with them every week here on the program. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And we're going to be talking about all the great things that Concerned Veterans for America does for our vets. And, of course, when we hit the holiday times here, there are all kinds of different considerations, especially to help out our vets or to reach out to our vets. And we definitely want to continue to spotlight that as we approach Christmas time and, of course, New Year's as well. And so we hope that you'll stick around with us. Jimmy T. Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour in hour number four this morning. So let's head right back over to the telephone lines. We've got Rick in Tampa who's been holding on very patiently. Good morning, Rick. Happy Thursday. And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. And I'm thinking we need a grin. Everywhere there's cause for concern, but we need to find some grins, and I want to help a little bit. So,
sure.
Everything they've thrown, this 4-3 decision in Colorado, it's another gift to Donald Trump. Everything they've tried to do, everything they've done is just help him, including the gag order. Best thing that's happened to him is that gag order. It's kept him from making some of the comments he might have made that aggravates so many people in the middle, so many independents. So remember what they used to call it when they wanted a truck? You know, they didn't want a driver to race a truck. So what would they do to it? They would put a governor,
on it. That's right. And it says that this vehicle can't exceed 55.
Put a governor on his fingers and his tongue. You might say that.
But you're right, because Donald Trump likes to speak extemporaneously, and sometimes that doesn't work out for him quite as well than it does when you have prepared remarks for situations like he's found himself in.
He makes the bad mistake of assuming everybody does. You know, he thinks everybody's going to get his subtle attempt at humor, you know, which he's not very subtle, and he's not. But, you know, he gets it. He's funny. He's, you know, but it's immediately weaponized against him by the left. And he doesn't seem to get that. I mean, he's hurt himself with the middle. And he's kind of being helped to rehabilitate his, you know, I mean, Biden's economy. But it's not just Biden. Biden's just a symptom. The whole left is trying to take this country over and change it, and chaos is the tool they're using.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, you mentioned something else, though, about Donald Trump and, you know, his attempts at humor that he thinks everybody's going to get. Well, with Sean Hannity, he said, you know, I won't be a dictator except on day one. And it was clear that he was making a funny, he was making a joke, but the left has seized on some of the media. Donald Trump says he wants to be a dictator. Yeah, exactly.
They immediately pounce on every comment he makes that can be read double entendre.
Yeah, but I thought it was hilarious when he said that.
It is.
You know, because I understood what he said.
Him.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly.
He's sincere. He is our stamp. You know?
Right.
I mean, he's like Huck Finn.
Well, exactly. Precisely. And so part of this, though, and as you mentioned as well, yeah, in all seriousness, right, this whole thing from Colorado is going to make him – it's just going to make people, continue to question what's going on here, and they're simply going to say, they're out to get him.
This nation has needed Trump for this. The best effect, in my view, is the civics lesson this country's been in ever since he came down that escalator.
No kidding.
This country, most people have never learned, would never have learned anything about the functions of government if it hadn't been all the drama that's been involved with him.
But
he's a good man, and he's a tool that we need at this time. He's the best one. I've never seen anyone take a punch the way he has, and nobody's knocked him down.
Well, yeah, any other conventional politician would have just been destroyed long time ago. Yeah, absolutely.
Republicans say, I'm sorry, and leave, and Democrats get forgiven.
That's true. Well, Rick in Tampa, I appreciate the call. We got another call holding on here, but thanks for calling in this morning. Yeah, it's good to laugh as you're talking about. Absolutely.
I want to call back later and give you a poem.
Okay, sounds good. I'll look
all
forward
right,
to
bye.
It. Take care. All right, Rick in Tampa, everybody. We'll look forward to his. He is our resident official poet of the program. Let's head on over to the other telephone line here, real quick, in the time we have in the segment. Tony in Tampa, good morning. You're on the program. Glad to hear from you again.
Yeah, Kyle, how you doing, my man?
Good.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
How are we gonna win running a 78-year-old man for president? 78 years old. That's what Trump is. 78. That's what we're running for president.
Right.
He goes up against Gavin Newsom. He's gonna get jacked up. He's gonna get jacked the hell up, man. If he has to debate Gavin Newsom three times, he'll get jacked, man. But we got Ron DeSantis, who already debated Newsom and beat Newsom. Newsom wouldn't come out in the 10th round. It was no mas. But we're not going to nominate Ron DeSantis. Oh, hell no. We're going with the 78-year-old man. Good luck with that one, pal.
Well, you know,
good luck, because
you know,
Newsom will eat him alive.
Well, this is one of the reasons I've actually been saying I think Trump should have gone to these debates, because he needed to. You need to sharpen your claws in the primaries, no matter how far you are ahead in the polls. And I understand the strategic decisions he's making, but the point you bring up is so important. Yeah, when you actually get out there into the arena, you know, mano a mano against another candidate, you got to be absolutely ready. So that's right. So he has to be very careful. If he continues to march towards the nomination, then that is going to be a consideration. Absolutely.
Hey, Kyle, especially against a guy like Newsom, who's attractive, good-looking dude, highly intelligent, he's got charisma, and he's got the number one thing Newsom's got going for him, he's got the media. And we got the 78-year-old man. 78. And there's Ron DeSantis, 45, 46, something like that, who's already beaten Newsom in a debate.
Yeah.
We're not nominating him, man. We're hanging in there with the 78-year-old man. Good luck with that, pal.
All right, well, Tony in Tampa. Yeah, take care, Tony. We'll call anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. And he brings up an interesting point, and this is, you know, there's a lot of people who have an age issue, obviously, with Joe Biden. Trump's age, he's not as old as Joe Biden, obviously, but there's a couple years difference from what Tony's, you know, as Tony's describing here. But Trump doesn't comport himself the way that Biden does, but at the same time, he's got the juice right now. So we actually have to start seeing when people actually start voting. When we start to see the Iowa caucuses and then the New Hampshire primary and so forth, and you start going through this process, if it all holds, Trump will march to the nomination. Also, I fully expect the Supreme Court to throw out this ridiculous decision from Colorado, which we'll talk about as we go through the program again this morning. There's a lot more reaction. And just, I think that it's almost a comedic that they made this ruling. It's almost like they know the Supreme Court is going to reject it, but that's another story. But it all depends on what happens with Donald Trump. If this doesn't get thrown out, and if these arguments stand up, and if he gets thrown off the ballot in other states, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, a lot of things have to fall in place for that. What will happen, of course, is that you might be looking at a different nominee. But we just don't know yet. But I appreciate Tony's perspective very much. Because, folks, we got a lot of problems to solve. And we got to put our best foot forward no matter what in this. There's just too much at stake. Stay right there, everybody. We're coming right back. First Trucker Traveler Report is on deck and ready to go. Thursday morning, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
That's going on out there. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we continue on through the Thursday edition of the show. And I hope that you're getting ready for a great a holiday season, a great Christmas holiday. And, of course, New Year's coming up. And the recurring theme that I'm hearing from people out there and people I talk to during the day is can't wait for this year to be over, to start the next year. I don't know what it is. I think a lot of people have just gone through stuff or gone through some drama, gone through this or that, and they're waiting to see the ball drop in Times Square and to start anew. But again, you know, there's been a lot of good things that have happened this year, no doubt about that. But that's just a recurring theme I'm getting. And I don't know, I think it's a lot with the inflation and all the other things, the uncertainty, the war in Israel, all this stuff just kind of goes together. And it's great to have a time when it's going to start and be new again. And I think that's kind of cool. All right. Well, you know what? For this Trucker Traveler Report, you know, we haven't played this song all season, and so we kind of got together and we figured, well, maybe it's time to play this one as sort of an homage and a just a recognition of the stature of this particular song for the holiday season. I think you know what it is. So here we go. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yep, we're going to play it. Here it comes.
More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
right, Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I got to tell you, this is probably one of the best Christmas songs ever, obviously. And we kind of saved it up for getting real close to Christmas. But it definitely, I think, is certainly saying something that's real important at Christmas time. And that is, of course, obviously, it's not about gifts under the tree and so forth. And it's about being with the ones you love. And, of course, the Christmas story. And by the way, tomorrow on the program, and I'll announce this a little bit later on as we go too through the next couple of hours, but we're going to have a special edition, Christmas edition tomorrow in terms of recognizing what Christmas is all about. So we hope that you can join us for that. And something I'd always done on my podcast as well. So this year should be no different. And we're going to have a lot of fun on the program tomorrow as well. So we hope that you can join us, especially for the Friday edition. And that's the Friday before Christmas. And we're going to have a lot of fun. All right. So let's head over to the maps. First, we're going to take a look at what AccuWeather is telling us this morning. For many travelers on Thursday, and that's December 21st, of course, today, and Friday, December 22nd, conditions will be fairly good due to high pressure promoting tranquil weather across most of the East Coast and the interior West. Key travel hubs in the East, such as Washington, D.C., New York City, Boston, and Atlanta, may face limited weather-related delays or cancellations. Meanwhile, a few developing storms can impact portions of California, the Pacific Northwest, and the Southern Plains later this week, posing a risk for bumpy travel conditions. Okay, so that's kind of where we're starting at here. But let's take a look at our alert map first this morning here in this first Trucker Travel Report. And thanks again to listener Joan, who sent us a message earlier saying good morning from foggy Seattle. Well, yes, we do see those alerts right here. Dense fog advisory. This is going to be just south of Mount Vernon. If you're on Interstate 5, come down through Everett, Seattle, Tacoma. That dense fog advisory continues on down through Longview, down into Portland, Oregon, down through Salem, by the way, all the way through Eugene, Roseburg. You get the idea. It's lots and lots and lots of fog. I can imagine that Richard the Marine might be seeing some fog from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Also, dense fog advisory, this in southeastern Oregon. And then through Boise, Idaho, along I-84, also dense fog advisory, heading on down towards Glens Ferry, not quite as far as Twin Falls, so be aware of that. Also, we got aerial flood watches happening through Southern California, starting up near San Luis Obispo, through Los Angeles, San Diego, and then out through the deserts, by the way, if you're on your way to Phoenix, so if you're heading on I-10 or you're heading on I-8, I believe, you definitely need to be aware of this because you could be getting into some stormy weather over towards Phoenix. Then we also have more fog. We got lots and lots and lots of fog. We have a special on fog this morning, it looks like. And it's no laughing matter because obviously fog is very difficult to drive in and can be very dangerous. Gallup, New Mexico, along I-40, which is historic Route 66. Remember in the song, Gallup, New Mexico, and as Chuck Berry said. This goes all the way down through Las Cruces, down to Ciudad Juarez. That's on the other side of the border, folks. But it gives you an idea just how far this goes down. And then also just into the very western part of Texas. So be aware of that. Then we've got fog. Nebraska, we got fog near Kearney. So be aware of that. Then also in Kansas, fog advisory. This is going to be, looks like, south of I-70. So that's good. In terms of the interstate, but if you're in Dodge City, down through Ashland or Greensburg, you've got dense fog advisory going on there this morning as well. Then we've got a freeze warning down in southern Georgia, this near Valdosta over towards Brunswick. And let's see, might dip down just a teensy-weensy little bit into Florida. So just a little bit there. But be careful wherever you are, and we want you to get wherever you're going in one piece this morning. We are seeing a lot of precipitation in the Southern California area right now. We got snow up in the mountains, the Sierra Nevadas, I believe. This is all going to be west of Lone Pine, Independence,
That's on the other side of the mountain there from 395. But then lots and lots of rain through Fresno, down through Bakersfield, as I said, just north of Los Angeles right now. Friends in Santa Clarita, you've got rain, by the way. And looks like it's going to be coming through my area here in Southern California as we go through the overnight hours. Then we've got that rain. This is coming out of Tucumcari, New Mexico, over towards Amarillo. So if you're coming across the interstate there, that's what's happening there. That would be I-40, of course. And then down near Roswell, New Mexico, we've got rain. And that is coming across, looks like, the Clovis Highway 70. So, again, as a public service and in the interest of interstellar amity, all alien spacecraft pilots be aware of the rain that stretches about from just east of Roswell down through Carlsbad this morning. So, you know, we always want to be nice because you never know, right? Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour news right now. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to pay a couple of bills. Here are the headlines. And then we're coming back, taking your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. Stay right there. The Tudor and Cool. Elephant boats and kitty cars too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.